Meet Eleanor.
Hey.
She's finally had the time to make some home improvements.
Gotta love remote working.
Starting with her home loan.
It was so out of date.
So she switched to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now she enjoys low fees, great rates, and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say,
I bank with Macquarie.
Macquarie Bank Australian Credit Licence 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Talking Automotive for VACC. You're in good hands.
We need to talk all things automotive because it affects almost everyone. And the CEO of the VACC, Jeff Gwillim, is online. Jeff, good evening.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm well. Yesterday I was doing a bit of gardening and a question came to mind. I thought I must put that in the back of my mind to ask Mr. Gwillim on Monday night. You know what it was?
No, give me a go.
Well, this fella kept going past on a very loud motorbike. Mm-hmm. And my question for you is, are we likely to ever see electric motorbikes?
Well, you are likely to see them. I mean, they're being designed and developed now. We got electric push bikes. You can get electric motor. A lot of people ride them off in the bush, so they're there already, Dennis. They're lovely things. And look, I rode an electric push bike, you know, a normal bike in the bush last year, and it was absolutely. You see this hill looking towards you. You put it into drive, and it actually just lifts you up through the bush, and they're fantastic things. I mean, I think electric cars and electric bikes. If you haven't ridden or driven one, give them a go. They are absolutely unbelievable things.
But are you talking about the bicycles that are electrically, like sort of motorised assisted?
That's right. I mean, what happens is you can ride them like a normal bike, but when you need help, you kick it into gear, and the electric motor kicks in, and it just, I've rode a bike for a long time, but you can go up hills. You couldn't even think about going up, and keep going. That's the thing with them, Dennis. You might run out of energy, but the battery keeps going.
Just before we get to the changes yesterday, but the bigger sort of like your Kawasaki's or your Hondas or whatever, are they into electric sort of technology yet?
All of those bikes will come in electric. So anything that's at the moment petrol or diesel driven will be electric. Motorcycles, big cars, small cars, it's all coming. It's about price differential at the moment. And when we get the batteries down at the right price and the units, you know, either the motorcycle, when they got price parity, more people will buy them.
The roadmap announcements yesterday, how much has it changed the situation that we were in? Or how much has it changed where we're heading?
In terms of automotive, Dennis, you can still buy a car. A lot of people ask me this, can I buy a car? You can buy a car, click and collect. Most people know the car that they want anyway. They've sat in their own car or their friend's car or a family member's car. And if you talk to dealerships, most dealerships will still provide click and collect contactless sale. And all the warranties are there, all the protections are there. And you can buy cars online, and I encourage people to do it. You can buy motorcycles online from some motorcycle dealers as well.
It's actually one area where you can know what you're going to be buying. We're talking to a member of the real estate industry earlier, and of course, to go and buy a house, you need to sort of get the feel of it. But often people know with a car or a motorbike exactly what it is that they want.
They do, Dennis. I think if people afford buy a Mazda, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, they trust the brand and they're comfortable with the brand, and often it's just a swap over. I'd encourage people to do that. If you're comfortable with the brand you've got and you want to upgrade, then have a conversation with the dealer. It's difficult to do test driving at the moment, of course, because you're not supposed to be out of your home for test driving. But often you've already driven the car, or you're aware of it, or you trust the brand enough that you're willing to take that punt. It's quite possible a dealer would say, drive the car for a week and tell me how you feel about it. So I think there are still ways that we can get people into vehicles. Vehicles, you know, get old and people have got to change over. As COVID goes on, you know, we've moved from 6 weeks to 8 weeks and potentially further than that, that we can't just say to people, well, you need to drive your car around till it dies and then it becomes unsafe. I think that's not useful at all to anybody. We understand we can't have people wandering around showrooms at the moment, but it doesn't mean that you can't buy a car if the car that you've got's done its time or you just want to swap it over.
Rick, good evening.
G'day, fellas. Just wondering, I've just read about the new Harley-Davidson electric motorcycle. I was wondering what you know about that. It's around 50 grand.
I wasn't even going to suggest, Rick, that that was a possibility.
Mate, I'm a Harley-Davidson owner, a genuine Harley-Davidson owner. That's why I'm very intrigued and want to know what gives.
I love the noise of a Harley.
Well, I don't think we'll get that.
You can get artificial noises for them, Dennis. I mean, for cars and motorcycles, you can actually get artificial noises so it actually sounds like a motorbike or a car. But look, Harley-Davidsons have built great motorcycles for a long time. Great shape, a great styling, and, you know, it comes back to brand. If you're buying an electric vehicle off of long-known brands in the market, I wouldn't hesitate if you've got the spare money, and that's what you want to do. And I think we have to remind ourselves that lots of people have aspirations. They don't have an aspiration to jet around the world or to buy four houses. Their aspiration might be to have a magnificent motorbike or a magnificent car, and if that's their dream and what they want to pursue, I'd say go for it. But, you know, Harley-Davidson, I mean, they're beautiful bikes, and I haven't seen the electric one, actually, but if somebody wanted to lend me one for a couple of weeks, I'd be happy to take it off their hands.
Rick, thank you very much for your call. 96900693 or 131332. Keep the calls coming. Anything to do with motoring and everyday motoring and maybe buying a car or servicing, any of those questions, Jeff Gwillim is the CEO of VACC and he'll be taking your calls after these. Jeff Gwillim, how much flexibility is there? If your car is overdue for a service or you've got a particular problem and the people you need to go and see are 6.5 k's from your home and not 5 k's, is there flexibility with all that sort of issue?
There's a bit. We need more, and we're talking to the government about more of this, but this is how it works. If you've got a critical or essential repair that's needed on your car, you can go and get it fixed. So that's a light bulb. That's a brake that's spongy. You've got a noise, you're worried about it. Anything that says that vehicle may not be safe means that you can take it to a mechanic and they can work on that vehicle, they can fix it. You can get roadworthies done, and if your car is in a workshop for essential work, essential, critical or urgent work, they can also provide a service to that vehicle as well. Now, what we're asking the government to do at the moment is to provide a bog book and scheduled servicing for all vehicles. And what we're worried about here, Dennis, is we don't need half the car fleet to be bottlenecked in October and September, that thousands of people need to get that car service. We're talking to the government today about this, and they are listening, and we've said, look, you can't afford to let the vehicle fleet erode in terms of its serviceability. So you can get your car fixed if there's anything wrong with it you think is safety critical. If it's in a workshop for a safety critical repair, you can provide a service to that vehicle. And we're asking the government to ensure that people can get logbook service done on their vehicle, because, Dennis, we can't afford to have that vehicle fleet bottlenecked with people 4 or 5 months out of their warranty. That's a really bad idea. And look, most of the faults on vehicles are found when the vehicle goes in for a service. I mean, it's only when it's on a hoist that people, you know, see the things that are wrong with the vehicle that are ordinarily out of sight. So, Or hooked up to the computer. I mean, even simple things like valves that control emissions of vehicles, we need to make sure that they're working properly as well. So we're in dialogue with government. The roadmap, it's ambitious in areas we think it's too ambitious. But the government have got to make sure that we've got a healthy fleet of vehicles on the road, that they're roadworthy, and that people aren't 4 or 5 months out of their service requirements, because that's going to have all sorts of impacts around warranty.
And what you're saying is right. I mean, there's probably a fair chance, if numbers keep dropping dramatically, that we might be out of this situation a lot quicker than the sort of scenario that's being presented to us. And then suddenly you've got every Tom, Dick and Harry wanted to get their car serviced or catch up on things they've been putting off.
Yeah, look, it is critical. And what you don't want, of course, is everybody wanting to take off on holiday 3 weeks after a shutdown and the vehicles aren't serviceable. So But look, we're in conversation with government. I suppose the important thing here is that if your dash light comes on, if your lights aren't working, if there's something wrong with that vehicle, you're allowed to go and get that vehicle repaired. Are you allowed to go outside the 5 kilometre zone? And this is important, Dennis, because a lot of people are very worried about this. If it is impractical for you to get the service you need inside 5 kilometres, you can go further. And what that means is, and I'll use an example. Let's say I've got a Mercedes-Benz. And there isn't a Mercedes-Benz within 5 kilometres of where I live, and they've got the diagnostic equipment to service that vehicle. There's a particular fault or an upgrade or something that needs to be done to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go outside that 5 kilometre zone. The same for an independent repairer, that if somebody's got something that's needed to fix your car that other people don't within that 5 kilometre of where you live, then you can go outside that 5 kilometre zone. Now, I don't mean you can travel 52 kilometres or 500, but you can go outside that zone to get the proper service.
Great, and that is common sense. Talking Automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dennis.
Meet Eleanor.
Hey.
She's finally had the time to make some home improvements.
Gotta love remote working.
Starting with her home loan.
It was so out of date.
So she switched to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now she enjoys low fees, great rates and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say,
I bank with Macquarie.
Macquarie Bank Australian Credit Licence 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.